This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back for the continuation of Brian Ace's Tri-Cities hometown story. So, and I guess I'm at fault for, I'm focusing on the Urquhart's Clubhouse, yeah. But that's the one you built from ground up. The Pasco one, your headquarters, that's like the old elementary school right next to Edgar Brown Stadium, right?
The old Emerson Elementary School. So that was repurposed space.
Okay.
The exciting part about our Kennewick Club that you're talking about and you've seen and been in is it is the first time we've ever intentionally designed and built a club from ground up, from start to finish, bare land to building
in
place.
It's a finished project.
And it makes a huge difference. I mean, think about it with a commercial property.
Yeah, you're not retrofitting it.
You know a lot about.
Yep.
Even though there's advantages to taking an existing space and renovating it, you get a lot of efficiencies of space usage, energy efficiency, safety efficiencies that happen with a new build.
To build that clubhouse, did you have resources within like a national organization with Boys and Girls Club of how should we design this? What should we do? Or having done this for so long, did you already know, if I ever get a clubhouse built from the ground up, this is what it needs to do and have?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
So it was kind of a fun way this came about because we knew what we were looking for, but we didn't necessarily want to start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and looked at different Boys and Girls Clubs in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
And we actually found a club that we loved 90% of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Hagedorn Clubhouse in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
It had just finished construction. We were able to head up there with some of our donors, contractor, talk to their architect, and that is the Urquhart's Family Branch in Kennewick. Now, we improved it.
Mm-hmm.
We changed it. But when you look at the base footprint of it, it's pretty much the same. Now, the cool part was walking your contractor through a building that's already been built.
Yeah.
They look at it in a way and say, hey, we can make this a little bit better.
Sure.
Talking to the staff in Coeur d'Alene and saying, hey, what do you wish you would have had that you don't have?
Yep.
They gave us great feedback. And I'm excited about the club that we built in Kennewick. It is safe. It is very appealing to kids. And it is very easy to operate.
So now that you've built one from the ground up, is it like, you know, I used to say with a house, the hardest house to get is your first house.
Yep.
But then after that, it's easier. Is it easier to get another clubhouse out of the ground, or is it going to be just as challenging, or is it even something that's even on the radar?
Yeah, we'll have to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the next project probably is going to be a clubhouse in Richland, something to serve middle school youth, high school youth. We've done the community needs assessment. We've begun partnering with community groups to have that conversation, and we'll see how it goes. What I will say is the reason that Kennewick Club happened the way it did was because we had a dedicated group of donors that said, we care about our community and we're gonna invest to give kids in our community an opportunity. That's where we are with Richland right now, is waiting to see if that same team can be built.
Okay.
To find our Urquhart's family, find our donor group.
That has that fire for the same thing in Richland.
Yeah, because the passion has to be there, because it's not just about financially making it happen. You've gotta be willing to become a cheerleader and an advocate to get other people on board to that vision.
Sure.
And that's what we'll work on replicating in Richland here soon.
Well, no, I remember when you did the fundraising effort and the mail campaign, and, you know, I give something every year through different things for the Boys and Girls Club, but I thought, well, that's what I do, and we're just going to do that. And then I got a letter that was signed by a prominent community member, and I thought, that's just plain dirty. You know, if he's sending me a letter and he hand signed it, yeah, we've got to do more. So that really probably had a major effect. I know it did in our house. It probably did in a lot of others. And so you need that in each community to raise those funds.
Those champions are incredibly important.
Yeah.
And what clubs are always doing as we're serving kids in our community is looking for champions to partner with us.
Yeah.
That is where the real difference is made, is when it's a collaborative effort.
We'll be right back with Brian Ace after these messages.